This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We remain on inflation watch with the Consumer Price Index up another 0.4% just from August to September. Today, let's look at the sharply rising cost for a night in a hotel. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
The hotel industry is still being affected by a lot of familiar pandemic problems, says Heather Roseman, CEO of the Hotel Association of Los Angeles.
Like everybody else, we're subject to the laws of supply, demand, cost of goods.
For instance, Roseman says a lot of hotels are still having a hard time securing supplies, like towels.
Having those fresh linens and towels ready for guests has become just an interesting result of some of the supply chain issues.
And then there's labor. Like a lot of industries, hotels are having trouble finding staff. That can force a hotel to take rooms out of service.
That would decrease the supply of available rooms to rent. And again, that supply-demand offset is going to change rates.
Demand is playing a big role in hotel pricing too, says Dan Wasilek, an analyst at Morningstar.
People are employed, like to travel. There is some aspect that the remote work flexibility, that allows for some incremental travel as well.
All of that puts upward pressure on hotel prices. As of the end of last month, Wasilek says average daily hotel rates have more than doubled since 2019. Hotel occupancy still hasn't quite caught up yet, but
occupancy could maybe be a little bit higher if there was labor to kind of satisfy that demand.
Demand could start to ease off. John Decker runs an agency called Surf City Travel. He says in the last couple months, some of his clients have started to think twice about staying at fancier places, like hotels right on the beach.
So they've asked and said, well, could I stay a block or two further back then at a different property, just at a lower price, but still in the same town?
Part of what's holding people back, Decker says, is that other travel costs have been rising too, especially airfares.
As a travel agent, I still avoid selling the basic economy fares, but I've had people asking for those lately, and I've never had that before.
Decker says a lot of his clients are simply waiting to book their trips until they have a better sense of where the economy is headed. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.